Oh my goodness, Joe Biden is coming for their TikTok and they're mad about it. Also, Harvey Weinstein back in the news, horses in London, and I'm going to show you how to make an egg substitute since eggs are pretty much toxic these days with the bird flu. You don't want that. It's even in the milk.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
Well, it is the Karellcast, and I am Karell. I'm so very glad I can be here with you today and so glad you are joining me. I know that I said I wanted our show to be more of a Trump-free zone. But what happened yesterday is historic and sad. And on this Friday, I think it would just be wrong to not bring that up. I mean, yesterday we had a former president in one courtroom in a hush money case where you have the leader of the National Enquirer, a major publication in America, talking about how they protected him, planted fake stories for him, how they did just, you know, sucked his dick a million ways, and how they interfered in the election, because that's what that was. And how the National Enquirer is going to come out of this, you know, with any kind of any reputation or even be allowed to publish anymore, I don't even know. But so we had Trump over there in that, you know, I don't want to say meeting, in that trial. And then the Supreme Court yesterday heard arguments about presidential immunity. And they're either going to throw it back in part to the lower courts or they are going to rule. And I got to tell you, they should have never taken the case. The notion that a president of the United States, after he leaves office, would be immune from prosecution for any crime they committed at all, in office, out of, you know, being president doesn't give you the right to break the law. On the contrary, you know, this morning I had a talk about the founders with Steve. And I have to tell you, the founders just never envisioned this. You know, this type of criminality in the presidency, this type of duplicity from Congress and the Senate, they just never envisioned this. And let's talk about the Supreme Court. The only purpose of the Supreme Court of the United States is to interpret the laws from Congress to make sure they are constitutional. Okay, that's it. It's Congress right now that should be legislating that no president is immune from prosecution once they leave office. Congress could make that a law. They could put it into law, and then the Supreme Court could hash out whether or not that's legal. That's not what's happening here. That's what is should be happening here. Congress should have stepped up, made a law that says no president is immune from prosecution when he leaves office. But that's not what's happening. The Supreme Court was never supposed to dictate social policy, and it certainly wasn't supposed to be the watchdog of all the other courts, since it is the only court prescribed in the Constitution. You know, the founders, I'm sure they realized there'd be lesser courts, but I don't think they thought it would go to this degree. And so here we have this court system now relying on the Supreme Court, which wasn't really set up to do this in the first place. That's not what its purpose was. Its purpose was to answer constitutional questions that come out of the laws of Congress or perhaps come out of other courts. But nowadays, they're almost like Congress. We look to them for civil rights. We look to them for abortion rights, gay rights. We look to them for almost everything. And yet, they're not the ones who should be doing this. Congress is. But of course, not even Congress wanted to touch this stinking, farting, you know, mess of a man and his trials. So Congress is leaving it up to the Supreme Court so they can have plausible deniability. Meanwhile, they're considering a question as whether a president who commits illegal acts is immune from prosecution for those acts simply because he was a president. Well, where does that extend? Does that extend to corporate presidents? Are leaders of corporations immune? Because, hey, they're the president of the corporation. I mean, where does this end? And what kind of slippery slope are we opening, telling future presidents, go ahead, be a criminal. Even when you leave office, go ahead, be a criminal. Because guess what? You're not going to be punished for it. Commit war crimes. Go ahead. Have people assassinated. Do whatever you want to do. It's okay, because when you get out, you'll face no repercussions. That's what Trump is arguing. He's arguing absolute immunity, that a president in office and out of office cannot, they are above the law. Which is odd, because they're the commander-in-chief, and people under them in the military, they're not above the law. They're not immune. If a soldier does something in battle that he's not supposed to do, he will be tried for that. I've always wondered how that works. You're in war and you shoot the wrong person and you're tried for that. You know, they give you a gun, they say, go kill people. You kill the wrong person. Oops, you're up on murder charges. So if a soldier has to be held accountable, if a general has to be held accountable, then why doesn't the commander-in-chief? This is not even a question to me. And yet yesterday, the 9 most powerful fracks in the land, and that was never meant to be that way either. The Supreme Court was never meant to be the most powerful body in the land. But they are. And those 9 people are going to sit there and tell us, we the people, whether or not we want a president held accountable for their crimes. I think Democrats and Republicans, I think anybody of any party wants a president held accountable, wants anybody held accountable if they commit a crime. But no. No, they're going to sit and debate this. And they're going to hold their ruling past May. They're going to rule so late that he won't be able to be tried for the January 6th insurrection before the election. And that's intentional. He's getting everything he wants. Win or lose at the Supreme Court, it doesn't matter. He's getting everything he wants. He's getting the trial delayed until after the election. That fucker should have been tried 4 years ago. He should have been tried on January 7th, the day after the riots. There is no reason we are 4+ years past this man's crime, and we still haven't even brought him to trial. They're still just arguing whether or not the man could be brought to trial. This is fucking ridiculous, if you ask me, on this Friday. It's fucked up Friday. That's what it is. That's just ridiculous. So yesterday, we sat hearing how the leader of a publication totally and completely did whatever Trump wanted him to do. We heard how Trump's campaign manipulated the election through stories in the National Enquirer, and I'm damn sure other press. If they did it at the Enquirer, they did it at Fox News. If they did it at the Enquirer, they did it at the National Review. If they did it at the Enquirer, they did it at every right-leaning publication that there is. Make no mistake about that. You don't have a modus operandi for just one. When you're doing a media campaign, you don't have a way of operating with the media with just one outlet. If it works for that outlet, you try it on all the others. And I'm quite sure that guess what? I am so sure that these people did this. And I don't know that they'll ever be held accountable. And that's, it should be frustrating Friday is what it should be. Because I'm sure you're all frustrated. I'm frustrated. To hear anyone argue in front of the Supreme Court that there's any immunity for a president, fuck that. They should be held to a higher standard, not a lower one. A president shouldn't have different rules applying to them. He shits like everybody else in his diaper. You know, he pees like everybody else, probably sitting down, but you know what I'm saying. That man should be held to a higher standard. Joe Biden should be held to a higher standard. Obama, all of them. They're in the highest, most respected office in the world. They should be held to a higher standard, not be Vladimir Putin. And that's what we're arguing here. Should an American president have the powers of Vladimir Putin, where he can do whatever he wants to and not be questioned, not be tried? I think y'all know the answer is no. They should not. And if we lay people, I'd like to be a lay person. I'd like to be laid. If we, a lay person, know the answer to the Supreme Court's question already, how can 9 justices take so long? I mean, truly, this is a cut and dry question. Is the president immune from prosecution for crimes committed when he's out of office? No. There, next. Let's move on. You know, how hard is that? Lord, some people have just a hard time saying no, don't they? The Supreme Court, they're like the mama sometimes. Mama can't say no, daddy can. You know, which we need a dad. I need a dad. I am a daddy. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's depressing. In the gay community, I might be moving into granddaddy status. Oh, my God in heaven. So what a historic day. And the world is watching with, they're just astounded. The world is just astounded at what is going on. They can't believe. I got a post this morning from someone from France who said they cannot believe that this guy is a credible contender for the office again with all the indictments. All the charges, he's already been found guilty in the E. Jean Carroll case, and he can't appeal that. That's already the $80 million settlement. The judge yesterday said, nope, you're not getting an appeal on this. Settlement stands. So here we have this known criminal now arguing, his lawyers arguing in front of the Supreme Court, one set of lawyers. That man has more lawyers than I've had lovers. I mean, truly. He has got like, he's like the Bradys or that old movie, Yours, Mine, and Ours with Doris Day. And was it Cary Grant or I think it was Rock Hudson. Was it Doris Day and Rock? Like Rock Hudson would have any kids. Like, come on. Poor Rock had to play it straight. So that happened yesterday. And I know that you all are as frustrated with it as I am. We should all go make a salad, beat up a head of lettuce or something, get our frustrations out because it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And you know the other ridiculous thing? The president in this foreign aid bill, which I find ridiculous, and all these protests at these universities, and they're arresting people, and the Speaker of the House, the third most powerful person in government, said that we should call out the National Guard. Oh my God, how many of you remember Vietnam and Berkeley? Okay, calling out the National Guard to student protest has not worked well in the past. And these students want these colleges to just divest of Israel. No, these students are misguided. Let them protest. Let them have their say, but they're misguided. You know, we needn't isolate Israel for what it's doing. Their government needs to be isolated, but not the people. I feel so horribly for all of you Jews out there right now. You're like the gays. You're hated. You're like trans. You know, really, you're hated. I bet trans people everywhere are like taking a breath right now because now the Jews have moved into the most hated category. It was the trans just, you know, a few months ago. We gays are always in the most hated category. Women, you too now. That's the other thing. Abortion is in the news again. They just argued it in front of the Supreme Court again. You know, on Threads, where you can follow me at Really Karel, R-E-A-L-L-Y-K-R-E-L. On Threads, someone asked the question, hey, women out there, tell us something, tell us men something that you think we need to understand. And you know what I posted? I said, that's a dumb question because you will never understand what it's like to wake up every day and go out in the world and feel unsafe because of your gender. You will never know what it's like to not get the same pay because of your gender. You will never know what it's like to have men sitting around telling you what medical procedures you can and cannot do with your body like you are property. You will never understand that, men, ever. So no matter how many times a woman tries to tell you, you just like white people will never fully understand racism. Even gay white people will never fully understand racism because you haven't experienced the horrors of it. The same with a man trying to understand what it's like to be a woman. Add in all the injustices that they have from the inequality, not equal pay, abortion rights, and then once a month they have to have a period. So you will never understand what that's like. All right, when we come back, we're going to go in the kitchen because there's all this problem with all the eggs. I'm going to show you how to make an egg substitute and then whip it into a quiche. And we're also going to talk about the TikTok ban. So don't go anywhere, okay? Well, I mean, you could get up and move around, but take me with you. I'm portable. I can fit in your pocket. I can fit in your back pocket and rub your bottom all day. Whew, how exciting. Hey, Carell here, and I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons at Patreon. Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there. It's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support to the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can. Alrighty, it is the Carell Cast, and I am Carell, and I'm so very glad you are joining me. Today we're going to be in the kitchen talking topics from Trump on trial to TikTok bans, but I'm also going to be showing you, as you know, avian flu is in the news right now. All kinds of chickens have been infected, and now cows and cow's milk is being affected, unpasteurized cow's milk, although they have found the virus in pasteurized milk. They're just saying that virus is probably dead because it got pasteurized. However, as you know, I'm a vegan and I don't have to deal with any of that. So today, while we talk topics, I'm gonna show you how to first make your own egg substitute and then how to make a quiche out of that. And to do that, first of all, for the egg substitute, we are going to have 1 cup of mung beans. We are gonna have 2 cups of soy milk. We're going to have 1/4 cup of, sorry for moving away from the camera, but I forgot. I'm going to be using Earth Balance that I melted. The recipe calls for oil. However, Earth Balance is mostly oil. And it has a little buttery flavor, so it'll be good. So we're gonna use 1/4 cup of Earth Balance, which is oil basically. And then we're going to use 1/4 cup of nutritional yeast. We're going to use 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 2 tablespoons of baking powder as a caking agent, and then 1 teaspoon of salt, and the magic ingredient, which is columnalic, which is black sea salt. It tastes of sulfur. It tastes like egg. And all of that's going to go in here, and it's going to make your just egg, because just egg is too expensive in the store. Will it be just like Just Egg? It will not, because they use a mung bean isolate. These are mung beans, better known as moong, M-O-O-N-G, dal, D-A-H-L. And those are our ingredients for the Just Egg. And then for the quiche, we're gonna use as much spinach as you want, some golden peppers, some plant-based chorizo, and some mushrooms. Now we're going to salt and a store-bought cut pie, because I'm just tired of making my pies. So that's store-bought dough. You can make your own out of flour and butter, vegan butter, or you can just buy a store-bought one. And all of this today is going to turn into a just egg imitation quiche, which you can then serve on the weekends for breakfast. So I'm going to get that going, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk topics. Okay? Okay. All right. We are here. It is out of the oven. It baked for an hour at 375 and then 15 minutes at 425. I've made a delicious salad out of garbanzos and blueberries and celery and tomato and pine nuts and cabbage and lettuce and all kinds of great things. And Ember and I, my little girl, there you go, are going to have a great lunch. So in the words of, I think I'll be Julia Lovechild. Julia's Lovechild. That'll be my name. Julia's Lovechild. In the words of Julia's Lovechild, bon appetit! Let's see. This is fresh out of the oven. It's probably too hot to eat. Oh. Oh. I have got to tell you, that was so good. And I made 2 of them, of course. And what I do is, I slice them into 8 pieces. Right? 4, 2, 4, 3. Yes, 8 pieces. And I freeze them. And then on the weekends, every weekend, I have that for breakfast instead of oatmeal. I have fruit and quiche. Now, you can dress up your quiche however you want. You can put tempeh bacon in there. You can put all kinds of veggies. I, of course, topped it with chow and Violife cheese. Absolutely delicious. Do let it set up once it gets out of the oven. It's going to be very eggy. It's going to be, you know, and here's a super secret addition. When you're making it and you're whizzing up your Just Egg, as you saw me do there, add a package of silken tofu, okay, to your Just Egg. So after you whiz up your Just Egg, add in some silken tofu, whiz that up, and then pour that into your pie crust. And that's going to make it even firmer when you eat it. So very delicious. Dress it up however you want. Make that Just Egg. If you want the recipe for the Just Egg, if you can't catch it there, then please email recipes@reallycorell.com. That's recipes@reallycorell.com. So go ahead and email recipes@reallycorell.com, and I will get you the recipe. All right, so that was delicious. I had a lovely lunch. That was yesterday. Oh, and I was shirtless on a bet, by the way. Steve and I were talking about how on Instagram there's a guy named Baking Days. He's gay, he's a vegan, he's a Le Cordon Bleu chef, he does everything shirtless. And then the cute guy, it's QCP. It's QCP. I think the CP stands for cooking pasta. And I don't know what that is. It's QCP. He's got a book coming out called Bon Appetito Betch, B-E-T-C-H. And he cooks in an apron with no top. He and the other guy are muscle bound. I am not, but I'm not ashamed of my body. I'm crooked. I have scoliosis and I have extra skin where I've lost the weight, but you know what? I don't care. I'm tattooed and beautiful. And if you're tattooed and beautiful or just beautiful, show as much skin as you want. And if no one likes it, oh well. All right. So TikTok is where you might find a lot of these recipes. Stop panicking about TikTok. First of all, someone's going to buy it. Yes, Joe Biden signed a bill that said if it's not sold, it'll be banned. So if it's not sold, worst case scenario, you still have TikTok. It'll just be removed from the App Store and you won't have any updates. They can't force you to take it off your phone. So you will still be able to use it. You just won't have any updates. They can't block just one app. They can stop it from being at the app stores. But if you have the app already before the ban, you will be able to continue to use it just without updates. See how futile the ban sort of is? However, know this. Someone's going to buy it. I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk tried. Someone's going to buy TikTok. It's way too profitable. But all of these influencers that are having a cow because I'm making $5,000 a month. I'm making $10,000 a month. This is my job. You're going to ban my job. Well, if your job involves an app that gives American secrets to communist China, then yeah, we're get a new fucking job. Okay? I think the best thing in the world would be all social media to go away and make all these influencers and everyone. I'm making $30,000 a month online. There's this guy called Girthmaster. He's a very tall gentleman with a very enormous you-know-what. And he makes $80,000 a month on OnlyFans. And I thought, oh my God, I wonder how porn stars feel. You know, the industry itself, where there's directors, producers, and craftspeople, and now they're not getting work because everybody in the world is now a porn star making a fortune. But anyway, so the TikTok ban doesn't mean much. In a year, if it hasn't been sold, then they will take it off the app store. But if you have the app, you'll still be able to use it. I don't know how they make all this money on TikTok. I really don't. I post, I have 200 followers. Woohoo! Well, I'm not going to be, you know, ungracious about it. But I post videos, dog videos, songs, I sing, whatever. And, you know, I'm not catching on. Maybe I should take the point and retire. My YouTube videos get 300 views. You know, my show audio does well, but TikTok, eh. So maybe the visual part, maybe people don't want to see me. Am I ugly? No, I'm not ugly. I'm called ugly all the time online, actually. I am. They've criticized my teeth constantly. They tell me I look old. They tell me ugly. I've been compared to monsters online. Oh, yeah, I'm called ugly a lot online, actually. by people who don't like my opinion. Like the lady who posted about her, she goes, I went to a Michelin star restaurant and a woman was allowed to have a dog at the table next to me. And I was very angry about this and they wouldn't ask her to leave. And, you know, keep your dog at home. You should not be. Well, of course, everyone from Europe is saying here in Paris, every restaurant has 3 to 5 dogs in it. Like every restaurant, you know, we just allow it. I asked, you know, is it a service animal? If it is, you should shut the fuck up. But let me just say this. If you don't like dogs on airplanes, if you don't like dogs in restaurants, stay the fuck home, okay? Because guess what? I feel the same way about small children, but I have to put up with them at rest. They're filthy. Small children will give you all kinds of diseases, cold, flu, COVID, RSV. Dogs will not. But more importantly, if it's a well-behaved dog at a different table or in a different seat, what does it matter to you? Just like if it's a well-behaved kid, it doesn't matter to me. Have your kids. Have 30 of them. I don't care, so long as they're not sitting at my table throwing food at me or in my aisle. Of course, on airplanes, they always bring sick kids. I'd rather have an airline full of dogs and cats than sick kids. But these people, and she kept saying Michelin star, Michelin star. Do you know that the Michelin star system was started in 1900 by the Michelin brothers? Yes. The tire brothers, who wanted to sell more automobiles and tires. So they started talking about restaurants that you had to drive through, your drive to, drive distances to get to in France. And so they started rating the restaurants on the road, and the ones they really loved got a star. Then it wasn't being taken seriously, so they started charging for the Michelin guide because they said people only value what they pay for. But a Michelin star is literally an invention of a tire company to sell more tires by getting you to drive to restaurants. Everyone acts like, oh, a Michelin star or 2 Michelin stars. So a tire company gave you an award. Good. And this bitch online did not like that I clocked her on all this. I told her to stay home. I'm all, if you don't like a dog being at a table next to you, stay home. Eat at home. Ain't no one forcing you to go to the restaurant. Well, the dog was panting. She said that to somebody. Well, the dog was panting, and that annoyed me. How many people have you heard breathing at their tables? It's like, oh, have another cigarette, Marge. Hell, I've had waitresses sound like that. Hi. How you doing? I'll be your waitress today. Oh, have the cigarette, girl. Okay, we're almost out of here. I've been vulgar today. I've cooked today. I've been angry today. I've done it all. I've been choppy. I don't know why my video gets choppy. I don't know. I'm sorry that it does it. I'm so sorry. I've asked Telestream. I've asked Wirecast people. I've asked everybody, why does my video just suddenly get choppy? Oh, it's the computer. Oh, it's the program. Oh, it's the document. Oh, there's no definitive answer. So I'm just like, well, it's choppy video. $1,000 for a program. $100 a year to keep. You have to pay $100 a year to keep the updates and stuff. And what do I get? Choppy video. That's what I get. I need a new computer. If any of you want to buy me a new computer, hey, I'll come and sing at your house for you, okay? I will come and do a private show in your living room for a Mac studio. Okay? They're only $5,000. I will come to your house. I know Randy Radar is like, well, you owe me a trip. Yes, I do. I need to fly out and say hi to him. I will come do a show at your house. I'll do a show for your friends for a Mac studio. That's what the computer is called that I need for my studio. A Mac studio. I actually need 2. I need one out there to edit on and one in here to do all the video on. That'd be $10,000. Oh, Lord. Oh, well, I am Carell. Be who you want to be so long it doesn't hurt anybody. Have a great weekend. We didn't cover the horses running amok in London with blood all over them, like out of a nightmare. Oh, we'll get to that Monday. Meanwhile, have a great weekend. Chill, relax, watch a movie. Watch Chucky on Peacock. It's fabulous. There's gay characters. It's wonderful. Chucky on Peacock.
It's broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Carellcast on your favorite streaming service.